This is the Composer's Datebook for May 4th. I'm John Burge. At Queen's Hall in London, on today's date in 1920, conductor Albert Coates led the premiere of the revised version of the London Symphony of Rayfon Williams. 6 years earlier, a longer version of the symphony had premiered, and Vaughan Williams would continue to tinker with it on and off for decades. "The London Symphony is past mending," wrote Vaughan Williams in 1951. "Though with all its faults, I love it still. Indeed, it is my favorite." For most music lovers, Vaughan Williams means English folk tunes, or hymns woven into lush works for strings, or musical pictures of English countryside. But it was a city view that inspired his London Symphony, described by Vaughan Williams himself as a good view of the river and a bridge and three great electric light chimneys and a sunset. In fact, you could call the Vaughan Williams Second a sunset symphony. Its final pages were inspired by an H.G. Wells novel describing a night passage on the Thames to the open sea. "To run down the Thames so is to run one's hand over the pages in the Book of England from end to end. The river passes, London passes, England passes." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.